So I know that we usually say something silly goose at the top, but I just want to mention that sex has been good lately.
Oh.
For another episode of Should We Get Married with Kylie and Kyle. Yes.
Welcome.
Yes, we have made it back. I know we said we do every 2 weeks. It's been three. I'm very aware of that.
I don't know. It's been like two weeks,
Salem's
2 days.
Already walking around. He's going back to the pound for sure. Today's the day.
Well, pound's probably closed.
No, they're essential. They're open.
Actually, you're right. We're still supposed to volunteer.
I'm going to drive them over there later.
Bye, Salem.
Bye, Salem. So, okay. So we've been having a lot of sex lately.
Well, yeah. We just have a lot more free time. And it's kind of like, I mean, when we go on vacation, we're kind of bumping goodies on the daily.
Bumping goodies. But listen to me for a second. Just look into my eyes.
Looking.
I've been really connected with you lately.
Yeah.
Like, big time.
I know. It's amazing. I feel it too. I feel it too, Kyle.
It's been good. It's been really good. We've been communicating and doing daily quarantine life.
Yeah.
Pretty okay.
Yeah. Before I get all mushy-gushy with you, I just want to say... to everyone out there who may be listening, that I know a lot of people are struggling right now. There are a lot of people that are lonely.
Yeah.
Perhaps, I mean, I'm very grateful I don't live alone in the moment. You know, people are losing their jobs. People have sick family members. So I just want to send a big hug out to those people, and we don't take this lightly, because we're going to joke a lot about it today. but we're aware that you and I are a couple of the lucky people that are able to work from home and enjoy being at home and have lots of stuff to keep us busy. Now, that being said, first 2 weeks, I was pretty pumped.
Well, anyone out there who's lonely or with people, I hope you're having sex with each other. Just, I hope you're banging. Are you guys banging? I hope you're banging, because it's important. We got to get our wiggles out.
Yep.
As humans.
Mm-hmm. It's a good time to experiment.
Start banging each other.
A lot of time.
Bang yourself, bang other people, bang your significant other, you know, just bang away. Quick bangs.
Long bangs. Okay. Yeah, that I think is part of the reason why things are going so well, is because we're not distracted with daily life. Like, I'm not exhausted, or there's no places that we have to be.
Kind of feels
afterward.
Like a snow day, doesn't it?
A very, very like long snow day.
Like a weird people are dying snow day.
Yes.
People are sick and dying. The economy is in the tank. We might be heading towards a depression. Yeah. Snow day.
On one hand, you're at home. You can do anything you want at home. Play board games, play video games, watch TV, read a book. On the other hand, it's all fun and games until you're like, oh, I literally shouldn't leave here because I'm in danger for my life.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Which has never happened before.
Going for walks, and other people will be walking on the same side of the same sidewalk you are, and they or us will literally switch sides of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's usually like a smile and a wave because of it. People appreciate the social distancing. People who are doing it appreciate it.
Yeah, and you can tell. You can kind of look around and see the people who are aware and are not aware of what they're doing.
And I'll say this. I think there's an overall more of a friendliness out there, because we're all in this kind of together. We're on this ship plugging in these leaky holes, trying to keep it afloat together, our society.
Okay, yes and no. I hear what you're saying. I know what you mean because we're all in this together. But on the other hand, it's against human nature to have this at arm's length feeling with all other living things. Like, it feels like you have to avoid everyone. You're avoiding contact. Yeah. You're avoiding people, and that's like human nature is to congregate and like be a part of a community. So
we're social. Weird. We're social creatures.
Yeah,
for sure.
But that being said,
yeah.
I think I've seen my friends more than I ever usually see my friends, just on FaceTime and Zoom and Skype and everything.
Well, it's nothing like a good tragedy or trauma to bring people together.
That's true.
There's something to be said for, because I'm always shooting for a smooth, no problems. I feel good. I feel confident. I can, you know, relax. There's no problems type of lifestyle. But really, the problems are the things that keep us going, that build our character, that bring us into new ways of thinking and living and all of that good stuff. So, yeah, we have been talking to our friends and family way more than usual, mm-hmm. Which brings me to think that, you know, I really love it when there's something that stops us in our tracks. And by us, I mean humans. I love it when something stops me in my tracks, and I hate it at first, of course. I think I've talked about this a lot, but it's just like when something punches me in the face, literally or figuratively or metaphorically, it's good. It's a long-term goodness. And sometimes I don't realize it at first, but I don't know. I think a lot of things will change for the better and for the worse and for the different because of this whole thing forever. I know I'll be thinking about, you know, keeping people at arm's length if they have a cold, or telling them to go the fuck home if they're at work.
Yeah.
Even when we're not in a pandemic, if you have the flu or if you have a cold, go home. You're not tough or whatever, because maybe you come to work.
Yeah. Maybe employers will implement actual rules around that, because
our government has them. There's mandatory sick days now in place.
But they're not enforced at the company level.
Well, yeah,
is what I mean.
No, and for part-time, I don't think they're enforced for part-time either. But they might be.
There's this culture, like, I'll just say in America, there's a culture of work more, work harder, and we will notice that you're doing above and beyond a good job.
Yeah.
And I talk about this at work with a few people, because that's the opposite of working smarter so that you have more free time in your day or whatever it may be. And that's the opposite of, I'm going to take care of myself and stay home and work there if I'm sick, rather than I'm going to go in and show that even when I'm sick, I come to work because I'm dedicated. That's so fucking backwards. I can't stand it when people do that.
It's also expected of you from your management or your ownership as well.
Exactly.
Who think that punching in the clock at 9 and then punching out the clock at 5 is a job well done. But that's not true, especially in creative or really anything, but unless you're building something step by step, like construction, or there's a ton of jobs out there where it's a useful and viable way of running a business. And I'm no expert, but I'm just saying, like, there's most things are done well in sprints, doing hard, concentrated efforts in a short amount of time. That's when things are done the best. And you can do an 8 to 16 hour level of production. You can put in that kind of work sometimes in 4 hours. Mm-hmm. You can just handle a situation if you're given the right tool set and if you're given the right mentality and positivity and growth from your management to get it done. It's possible. Can I talk about video games?
Yep.
So I'm almost 40.
You can't say that for 5 years. You can't. You've been saying it, and you're going to keep saying it for 3 more years.
It's just a thing that's it's going to happen.
I mean,
it's
I'm almost 40.
it's inevitable that I'm almost 40 here, and I'm starting to stream video games on Switch, on Twitch, Switch. I'm streaming on Switch. I haven't started. I have already begun. I am streaming on Twitch. I love it. And you've always been really supportive of video games since we got together. Because it's something I unwind with instead of, you know, reading a book or watching a movie, which
sure.
I do that. But anyways, it's something that's been really positive in my life is video gaming.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that you were open to it and you play video games. You work for a video game company.
Yeah, that's really changed over the years. I've had past relationships where I would have a partner who would just be gaming for hours and I'd kind of be like doing my own thing and rolling my eyes at that because it didn't feel productive. I didn't really grow up that way. I mean, I grew up playing like the original PlayStation, but not a ton. It was like a treat. So just wasn't part of my life. And I understand there are a lot of people that feel that way, but now I see all kinds of benefits of them and you love them. They're part of pop culture. They're part of your life. It brings people together. I've literally in this entire quarantine, you've been talking with people and playing games with them either on Twitch or over PC or on Xbox. That's you getting together with friends
almost daily. Yeah. For hours hanging out with friends.
Which you're connecting with people.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, it's another way. That's why, like, you know, all this social media, all the internet, all the live streaming stuff, which I usually have a heavy layer of shame. Like I'm stepping away from the natural world. I'm living my daily life in what I do professionally is living from screen to screen to screen. Literally wake up, look at a screen, get out of bed, sit down in front of a screen, eat lunch in front of a screen. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm on location or I'm going out to lunch or, you know, whatever the thing is, I'm in front of a screen. That's just kind of my lifestyle. I know everyone doesn't live that way, but a lot of us do now. And yeah. I'm one of them. Turns out all that stuff is not for nothing. Right now it's coming in real handy.
Yeah.
It's in fact, it's a beautiful tool if we allow it to be. And that tool facilitates amazing communication when we can't otherwise have it or be right. physically next to each other. It's amazing.
Think of how many people would not be able to work right now if we didn't have all that technology too.
Totally. I think businesses are rethinking their entire infrastructure right now. Like, holy shit, I don't need to rent out these thousands of square feet. They can work from home and we can have conferences and things will all be okay. I don't know, long term, but
everyone will be happier.
Everyone will be happier, man. The traffic situation here in Seattle is atrocious. Yeah. It's like it's a nightmare hell ride and we're all on it and we're all pissed off. And it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah. So about you streaming.
Yeah.
Though, you're super good at it.
I'm okay.
You're really good at it.
I'm getting into it.
I watch you on Twitch, and like I'll either have it on the background while I'm working, or if it's after work, I'll just tune in because, I've gotten some people at work to tune in, and then we kind of all congregate on there and chat away in the chat while we watch you. And then like now that I'm working at home, I'll just after work, stay on the computer and watch you stream. And I can hear you in the other room, but I'm also like talking to my friends. It's been really cool.
On the chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
I never thought I'd be doing that.
Your friends, Damien and Julie, they got on there and then they bought me Overwatch the other night. What was it? It was last night.
Yeah, midnight.
It was last night. At midnight, they sent me this gift, and I was like, all right, well, let's see. Let's open this up. And I was really pumped and very, like, I can't believe. I don't know if they bought it for me or they had the code, but it's just a wonderful gift, and I'm over the moon. I can't believe they thought of doing it. It's amazing. I turn it on just to see what's up. Julie happens to be online. She sets up
Like a group game
with her friend, Chris, And so, and then 2 hours go by and all of a sudden it's 2 a.m.
When you guys are chatting in your headphones the whole time, right? And she's showing you the ropes of the game.
Oh man, showing me the ropes. I'm having a blast. I'm dying left and right. But it's just one, it was a moment where I said yes to something. I was up way past my bedtime. I was super nervous because they're really good at the game and it's online and I'm talking, you know, with people I've never met and it's way past my bedtime. It's a nice mix of being super tired, a little nervous, and so very excited to play this game. And anyways, it just made a wonderful moment.
We're able to say yes to things right now, which I really love. Like, I don't have the parameter in my head of, I cannot stay up till midnight because I really need to get up and do my Monday thing and get to work early, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
It's just not. It's like, oh, I can take a risk, and if I have to do this, then I'll just adjust this over here. And like, or if I'm feeling real pent up halfway through my workday, oh, guess what? I can take my dog for a 15-minute walk. Like, oh,
yeah,
that's lovely.
And you can also wake up at 8:45
and get right on the computer.
And just get right on the computer. There's no traffic. There's no waking up to make sure you're all showered and smelling good. You can just...
What are you saying?
I'm saying, what? No. No. But anyways, there's all these... So the gaming community is really lovely, and I'm having a blast over there, and it's not for everyone, and I totally get how somebody could think it's ridiculous to watch somebody play video games. I totally get it. But it's been such another positive thing in the gaming community, gaming culture that I really love and I totally subscribe to. And if you're out there bored at home, there's games to play and that you can find it on the internet. And thank goodness for the internet, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do it on conference calls. You can buy an app and have your friend buy an app and then do a Skype
screen share. We've been
screen
doing that.
Share.
I think a lot of people are doing that.
That's the way to go right now, is to be social and play some games. And it feels good. It feels like almost the real thing. Nothing's quite like the real thing, hanging out at a dining room table or a big table and playing some board gameage.
Yeah.
Having some snacks.
Which we did.
Having
last
some
night.
Drinks. Yeah.
But just side note. So a lot of, you know, business industries are down right now. Obviously, we all know that.
Right.
Video games are up. Video game industry. Board games and toys are up. And alcohol industry is up.
Yeah. And sports, there's no sports. So esports are kind of being forced into the number one position right now. Mm-hmm. And I think like the other day, NASCAR was racing virtual NASCARs and they were showing like a video game.
Yeah.
And then they would show the highlights of the video game on ESPN.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just something that, I don't know, if you want to open your mind a little bit, there's another wonderful world to explore. It's there, if you want to. But speaking of games, you've been on a real board game buying rampage lately.
Okay, I bought three.
But it's been awesome.
I had to search for, you know, two-player games because usually we're playing with friends. So
right.
I got a couple of those, but I got you the Dark Souls card game, which Dark Souls is a video game for those of you who don't know. So it was like a dungeon crawler sort of boss-beating card game. I love card games. So we did that for like 4 hours last night.
Well, and you've been playing Gwent on the phone.
Oh, have I? Gwent is life and life is Gwent.
And you were playing Hearthstone before that, but you like Gwent a little more?
Way more.
Way more.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't know what happened. It just hooked me like Hearthstone didn't.
Yeah. CD Projekt.
And you know what? They're both... never mind. Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
They're both partners of ours, and I think they're both amazing games.
Oh, yeah. CD Projekt Red is... they're a wonderful video game publisher. They did the Witcher games. So the level of, plus Gwent is a new game. So the level of polish and the newness of it, it's a little fresher take than what Hearthstone has been doing.
I don't know. Hearthstone has like the most massive following though. So
yeah, they sure do. And it's a good game. But we've been playing Dark Souls and I love how nerdy you can get. Yeah. I love that you're down to play D&D because I'm the same way. Like I'm down to play D&D, love D&D. I'll also go over and watch a Fast and Furious movie. I'll go bro out.
I hate it so much.
And then I'll go and, you know, play a gig, play a concert gig, mm-hmm. you know, where that's another area. I love being able to do things that I enjoy doing. If you like doing things, just do them. Mm-hmm. You don't have to fit into what other people or what yourself thinks you need to fit into. Just do whatever you're curious of doing.
Yeah. So speaking of that,
that's what I tell myself anyways.
And that's a great mantra. And, I've been I'm trying to draw more while we're, you know, at home, and I'm trying that out, which you know, I have like a lot of things I want to do. And when it comes down to it, all I need to do is put pen to paper and just practice drawing and see where that takes me. And you've been really supportive of that, encouraging. And I saw this quote the other day that said, like in terms of art, that, pleasing other people is the fastest way to beige.
Oh yeah.
Which I love that. And it kind of applies to everything. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't really matter where anyone thinks you're doing this thing for yourself.
I think I could not be more encouraging for anyone to follow a creative passion and to follow it until you're bloody and wrecked and learn something about yourself, because there is an artist in every single human being. They just have to find what medium of art that is and then enjoy the learning process.
Well, honestly, 90% of it too is getting past an insecurity that tells yourself that you're not that thing or that you're not good at that thing, because that is like what most everything comes down to.
Well, and I've never met anyone. I've met very few people, and they're usually successful in the things that they chose to do, passion-wise. But I've met very few people that were encouraged to take the quote-unquote unsafe route, mm-hmm. to chase your dreams, to do the thing that everybody else isn't doing. And I really think that we should go to that. I understand that. And that doesn't, you know, that's not disparaging against blue collar work or, you know, menial jobs or anything like that. I think those things are very important. And sometimes if you just enjoy doing 9-to-5 work to, fuel your passion habits or, you know, raise a family, check off the big item list, like buy a house, buy some property, buy some toys, that kind of lifestyle, that's all good. But if you're out there going, I shouldn't, because, you know, I should be safe here. I should have a safety net. It's important to be smart about things, but it's important to go for it too and have some calculated risks. But anyways, I'm watching you draw. You're really talented. You're really amazing. I've known since the day we met that you are incredibly gifted within your heart and soul, and it comes through on the pen and paper and pencil and paints, and also with your eye when you take photos, your compositions. You got it, Kylie. And now that you're starting to draw, it's really wonderful, and I hope you chip away at it. Keep going until, you know, you do something you're really proud of for yourself.
Well, thank you for saying that. That's really nice. And it's so comforting to have someone in your court. And it's all uncomfortable and outside of my comfort zone. But at the same time, when you sit down, get in the zone, it's so enjoyable too. Yeah. It's better than watching TV. It's just, it's something new too and exciting. And I'm really, really enjoying it. And I don't know what'll happen. I'm just trying to like tap into my inner self, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it that you're doing it.
So something is happening here
Okay.
with you and I.
Okay.
and it's mushy. Because this quarantine is like, I mean, we're close already. We get along in general, but
best friends.
It's bringing us closer. We're getting along really well. We're in good moods. We're like enjoying spending all this time with each other. We're working out. We're cooking food. We're playing. Like, it's just pretty great. And like you said, we're, you know, doing the horizontal mambo as well.
Really? You had to say horizontal mambo?
Is that the right term?
That is, sure. I mean, if we're talking terms, that's one of them.
What do you like to call it?
I don't know. Just like, you know, banging the business. Smushing some squish.
Anyway.
Have you heard that one lately? Everyone's calling it squish.
Are they?
Smushing squish.
Who?
Smashing squish.
I've never
heard that. Squish against squish.
Nothing should be.
I actually don't know. I think I heard somebody say it. I'm trying to make it a thing. Trying to make it a thing.
But anyway, something I'm super enjoying right now is all of the memes on the interwebs about people literally driving each other nuts when they're under quarantine.
Yes.
Which is like, even if you're getting along with your partner, you can just so relate with them. And they're making me laugh right now. Like, I saw a meme the other day that was Jim from The Office, like looking out through the blinds, and it said, and he's like smirking, and it says, all of the divorce lawyers waiting to open up next month. It's just so funny.
No, it's true. I've had several days. We're getting along really well the last, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days. But just before that, there was like till noon, I was just like irritable. Because here's the thing, honeybee. Is you're not home usually. And I love you so much. But you're just not home this often.
Yeah. Yeah. You get to have so much alone time. You get to have the house to yourself. I have the house to myself like maybe 5 nights out of the year when you maybe go do something and I'm like, holy shit. And I like watch a movie and like jerk off and it's so awesome. 5 times.
Can we rewind? You're just home a alone smidge?
Every day.
So you reference masturbating as jerking off?
Sure.
As a female?
Same.
Is it just like because?
Same, but different.
It's same but different. But you're not jerking anything. There's nothing to jerk.
I don't know. It depends on what you think jerking is.
Like an inside jerk. Doing inside jerks?
It's just a term.
Yeah. Okay. Is that like, so let me ask you this. When somebody calls, and we've talked about this before, when somebody says, don't be a pussy.
Yeah.
That's like, you're cool with it. It's universal.
Whatever.
You can use it for anything.
I don't need to take things personally.
Calling someone a dick.
Yeah. There are things you don't say. But like,
can we talk about the things you don't say?
No.
Okay.
Because you just, it's a respectfully unsaid things. Yeah. But the word pussy is just a word and dick is just a word and
yeah,
whatever.
Right. Anyway, so you're jerking off, you're watching movies, you're drawing stuff 5 days a year when I'm not around.
5 nights out of the entire year.
That's got to be frustrating, and I sympathize with you.
Here's the other reason we're having sex so much.
Okay.
You don't have the house to yourself to jerk off anymore.
Yeah, I'm not jerking off like on a daily basis.
Anymore.
Well, right now.
Right, like yeah. For the time being.
Yeah, yeah.
So you turn to the walking...
Don't say it like this.
Bombshell in the house.
Oh, well, yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yes, I do.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
And you're pulling it together right now. You're working out. You got me on a workout regimen. Mm. You're looking good, babe.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's something else.
Thank you.
Here's something else.
Okay.
I'm going all over the place here because
yeah.
I've been pent up. I'm talking to people. Makeup is right. A waste of time. And so are bras.
So are you wearing makeup right now?
No.
Huh. Yeah, no, I'm good with it. I'm good with it.
Stare. I mean, I put on makeup like 2 weeks ago when we recorded a video.
Makeup's a weird thing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
If you really...
I mean, it does make me feel better, but...
If you really stand back and...
so much time in the day it takes to do all that shit.
But also...
It doesn't matter.
What it is and what you're doing it for. If you really take a look at it objectively, is it kind of silly or is it more in the way of you're putting on a good outfit or wearing some nice shoes or...
Look, I'm not saying that it's silly to put makeup on. I'm just saying it's kind of a waste of time.
On the daily, every yes. day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotcha. I see what you're saying.
Like we're living the bare minimum lives right now. That's what we're doing here, quarantined in all of our houses. We're doing the bare minimum, okay?
I would argue.
I wake up, I take off my sleeping sweats because I've slept in them and I want to feel as if I'm getting dressed for work. So I put on a different pair of sweats, you know, but I'm still in sweats.
You have your sweats given what activity you're doing. You have your rotating
They're like sweats. More, they're like more appropriate sweats.
Yeah.
Than the rags that I sleep in.
I was going to say, I kind of feel like, because you mentioned we're doing the bare minimum.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I guess I mean.
No. I totally, you're right in the context.
We're doing a lot of shit actually. But
I was just going to mention like, not to be pedantic to what you're saying. I'm just like, I had a thought where we're closer, we're more involved, and we're more interested in other people than usual. And it's kind of like we're really, the people that I know, most everyone I know is leading with their heart right now.
Well,
and it's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's really like a wholesome, you know, there's a lot of care in people's thoughts and voices when we're talking to each other. And I think it's because we're all going through a traumatic experience.
I don't know if we're just rewording what each other is saying, but we're back to the, we're like back to basics in terms of self-care.
So basics. It's like, yes.
I now can work out every day because I have 15 minutes.
Right.
I can also cook a healthier meal today. I can talk to someone I love today. I can do a hobby just for the fuck of it today. Like,
yeah,
to make my soul happy. And after I do all my work or whatever. Back to basics.
Yeah. And
don't really have appointments and places to be. And, oh, I better go drop this off and return this. And blah, blah, blah. No.
Nice fart noise throw in.
Yeah.
Anyway. Good use of the fart noise, honey.
So what's next here? What are we doing?
Well, we were talking about getting on each other's nerves.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're getting along, but also there's a lot to, I mean, we're around each other all the time, every day. And there's a lot to also step around and to communicate through and to ignore and all of this stuff. And that's happening. Yeah. And I also want to talk about, what do you got? You got another meme?
I got another meme.
Share the meme.
You know what makes memes really bad?
What's that?
Is describing them and not being able to see them.
No, I love it. Describe it. This is going to be great.
Someone at work sent this to me. It says, after 2 weeks of quarantine, ... And it's a picture of a couple. The girl's sitting on the couch looking over at her husband who's got his head in his hands. And she said, can you blink more quiet, you fucking fuck?
Yeah. No, that's
just so, just every little thing just eating away at you.
What's that movie where the wife goes, stop breathing?
I don't know.
But that happens all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Happens all the time. I don't always say it.
Oh.
But I feel it.
Well,
in fact, I don't say it most times. But I feel it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
Well, you get grumps in the morning, I get grumps at night, and that's just happens to be the times when, like, I'm adjusting my pillows, and if you look at my pillows, I'm gonna be pissed.
You're so weird about your pillows. You're such a long settler. It takes you forever to settle.
Well,
you gotta fluff and fold and,
you know what,
adjust.
Totally agree with you. It annoys myself. I can't ever get comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And it drives me bonkers. And I know it. I'm aware of it when I'm doing it. I'm like moving around and shifting. It's really bad in movie theater. Oh, fuck. What is wrong with me?
Sometimes you've woken me up. I think this was on a me like you know like-y.
Sorry.
It feels really cool that you acknowledge it, though.
Yeah, I'm aware.
That's
aware
cool. Of it. But anyways, getting on each other's nerves. And so when I was in and do some therapy, sometimes a lot, sometimes therapy is heavy in my rotation of my mental health. Sometimes I don't have any therapy going on and I'm relying on talking with friends and family and being open and vulnerable and exercising and, you know, the self-care list. But, for relationships, my therapist would bring up the Gottman repair checklist. Gottman is, if not the most famous or most renowned, I think most renowned is more appropriate, couples therapist and marriage counselor that has ever existed.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Gottman, I think it's John Gottman.
Sure. Sounds right.
Sounds right. To be fair, I haven't done really a lot of research here, but this is from what I've heard from people. And the things that are on this repair checklist have really helped me out with relationships and stuff.
Okay, so this piece of paper has been on our refrigerator for like 5 years, and I've never truly known how to apply it because it's just like a list of things.
Really? Okay, well, this is good.
Okay.
I thought you totally knew.
I mean, I knew it was there, but I have other lists that I look at.
Sometimes this stuff, whatever it is, this like mental health, this relational, recovery, not like drug and alcohol recovery, like mental recovery and relationship recovery stuff, whether it's on paper or on a sign or in a book. If it's just around the house, it's nice to have. It can be comforting because you feel like there's tools around and also you're doing the right thing. You're heading towards bettering yourself. Even if you're not using it, it's there and it's nice.
Yeah.
At least that's how I feel.
Yeah.
But anyways, there's a couple of things here. And what these are meant to do, these are just little runways to take off into communicating more healthy. Does that sound good?
Okay. So it's like if I'm feeling this way, look at this list and here's, if I don't have the words for what I'm trying to communicate to my partner, this I can get an idea from this.
Yeah. And that scenario is tricky because when are you ever willing or ready to look at this thing when you're angry, pissed, frustrated, tired, lonely, depressed?
Well, yeah, when you're
in an argument,
when your partner's being a dick and is saying something snarky to you, you don't go, hang on a sec, let me go reference the refrigerator. You dick.
No. So, but if you get there, if you start exercising that muscle that where you can hit the pause button and do something like this, like a gratitude list is a good example where I'm really bad at that, where you will say, hey, how about we stop right now and we write down a gratitude list when we're either arguing or you've asked me a couple times and I've said no every time.
You mean I've asked you if you would have sex in the middle of a fight?
No.
And you've said no.
I just said that's a different thing. Oh. I'm on gratitude lists. Where's your head at?
I thought you were just saying like in general for the pause.
No, I'm talking about gratitude lists.
Never mind.
Let's get back to that after the gratitude list. But anyways, that's something I'm weak at, because that's another useful tool. If you're feeling down, depressed, if you're wondering why things are happening to you, or, you know, why you're not putting yourself in better situations, having better conversations, you know, being more confident in whatever, being more loving, caring to yourself and others, a gratitude list is a great thing. Stop right there, whatever you're doing. Use, if you're anywhere in halt, hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, stop right there, write a gratitude list. I have a roof over my head. I have money to put gas in the gas tank. I can go and buy some lettuce if I'm hungry. I have a bed to sleep in. All of these basic things will refocus and resituate your perspective. And it really changes things, because when you really put your heart into it and your mind and your rational mind into these things that you actually have and that are wonderful, instead of worrying about traffic or job or career or, you know, the bad meal you got or this review you're thinking about giving a bad review because you got treated poorly at a department store, whatever it is. And you write down this gratitude list, it fixes things. Anyways, wow, I really went off there.
Yeah, on a rant. It was really good. I do have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever, when hungry, gone to the store and bought lettuce?
I said that as a joke, and I'm glad you caught it.
The only time you ever have had lettuce?
Don't bring up my eating habits.
It was on a BLT.
I'm a meat and potatoes guy, honey. You know, I don't know if it'll ever change.
Lettuce. Anyway, that was funny. Go on.
But the sex thing, you did suggest too, when we're in the middle of an argument, to just start fucking.
Yeah, like angry fucking.
And last time you were ready to go. And we were in the most intense argument.
I just didn't have a solution for what was going on. And I didn't really want to continue to argue about it. And I was like, maybe we can get out of our heads. Like, we were just like in our heads if we just fucked.
And I don't even remember what we were arguing, which is,
and you were like, no,
a testament to how silly that shit is most of the time anyways.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I don't want to fuck.
Yeah.
And you were down, but we ended up doing it later.
Oh,
after we made up.
Yeah. Not usually. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, here's the Gottman repair checklist. These are starters for, I need to calm down. Are you ready?
This is the, I need to calm down section.
This is the I need to calm down section.
Okay, so what are some starters?
Here's one. Can you make things safer for me?
Oh, wow. Okay, I would never. Yeah, that's good.
So it's taking ownership. It's taking full awareness of what you're going through, these emotions you're feeling. Mm-hmm. If you're ready to fucking fight and you're ready to tackle and manipulate and slice somebody else down.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're doing something that is hurting you or triggering you, or it's pushing against you in these things, these boundaries, ways that you're not uncomfortable with.
You're just going to get defensive.
You're going to shut down. But if you have the ability, that chance, if you give yourself that little chance to open up just a smidge and say,
I'm feeling unsafe right now. I'm going to be defensive. Can you make it safer?
Can you make this safer for me?
Mm-hmm.
And that has...
I'm being triggered.
Yeah, when you put... Instead of being defensive and you put a little offense in there, and this isn't like the fighting offense. This is the cooperation style of offense.
Yes, tone is important here, yes?
Tone is always important, absolutely, yeah.
You're not saying, can you make this a little safer? Because you're being kind of a bleep.
Yeah, well, when you add on something at the end... It takes it away. Totally takes it away.
Okay. What's next?
Okay. Here's another one. I need things to be calmer right now.
Oof. Yeah. That's good. That's almost like, hey, can we take a break? Except you're just saying like, can we take this down a notch?
Yeah. You ready for another?
Yeah.
I need your support right now.
That is so hard to say.
That asking for help is.
That is hard.
It's a toughie.
Yeah, it's like a seasoned thing, a seasoned communicator right there.
It takes a lot of practice because you're throwing the volleyball up in the air ready to be served.
Oh, I love your reference.
Loving this reference so far?
Yeah.
And that ball In the service position, this metaphor doesn't work that well, but okay. That ball could be smashed down into your face by someone who isn't willing to love you the way you deserve to be loved.
Ooh.
So asking for help can be hard.
Asking for help maybe is a set.
Maybe is a set. That's a better, see, you're the volleyball player, I'm not. So when you set that up, you're going to find out what kind of person you're with and what kind of person you are and can be, I think. That's how I feel about it.
I really need to see this volleyball reference through. So,
okay.
Actually, asking for help is passing to the setter, who is your partner, and hoping that your partner sets you the ball so that you can spike it rather than setting it just somewhere else or letting it drop.
Right, which makes sense because going into solution mode is usually a deal breaker, will usually perpetuate things back into the argumentative cycle, which mm-hmm. as it's a weird thing for, it's a, I think it's a stereotype for dudes. By the way, stereotypes are real and they're hilarious and we should all enjoy them and laugh at them. Mm-hmm. And men go into solution mode in these scenarios. We want to solve, I want to solve your problem. I want to, whatever you got going on, I can handle it. I can really dive into this and fix it for you. But if
I say women do the same thing, like, well, especially moms.
They do. I mean, everybody does it. Yeah. Everybody's a bad driver, but you know what I mean?
And so the serve, if the serve drops immediately, that's an ace, which means that person, instead of passing that ball, did not ask for help. And it put an end to the play altogether. We're still talking about volleyball, right?
I think continuing that metaphor really messed it all up.
No.
I think you really messed it up.
That was the final, like, every position is covered now.
Okay.
I miss volleyball.
All right. I miss playing some sports with people.
Yeah.
Anyways, you want to do another one?
Yep.
Just listen to me right now and try to understand.
Okay, saying very gently, yeah? So you got to say that one real gently.
Right, yeah. Hey,
Can you please just listen to me right now? And what was it?
Try to understand.
Try to understand. Okay, yeah.
That's good. The way you said it, I'm in.
Okay, cool.
I'm in. Here's another one. Please be gentler with me.
Awesome.
Please help me calm down.
Ooh, that's like, that is asking for help if, like, you're feeling the anxiety, you're about to spin out, maybe you're, like, everything's piling up inside of you, and instead of exploding, you're going, okay, I need help to calm down right now.
Yeah.
Walk me through it. Talk me through it.
Yeah. This is important to me. Please listen. Mm-hmm. These are all kind of starting to sound the same, but they can work within the context of whatever you're feeling. And the important part isn't to say exactly what this is. The important part is to say these things with vulnerability and an open heart and with sincerity. Like, just let go and ask for a little help. Ask for a little cooperation. All right. Hey, so I want to move on to another starter.
Well, yeah. What are some of the other sections?
Okay. Here's for sorry.
Okay. This is ways to begin an I'm sorry statement.
This is ways to begin an amends or an apology.
Okay.
What, no matter how small. And I'm really good with amends.
Dude.
I have no ego.
You and I make like daily amends because if I just snap slightly, like the other day, Salem is barking because Amazon package is showing up at the door. And I'm literally have just pressed call into a conference call. And Salem's just barking. I'm going, Salem, no, really quietly. And you are like, you're not handling it. Because we command Salem so that he'll listen.
Right.
But I was just kind of like, Salem, no. And you said that. And I go, Salem, no. Like, is that better? And right. I immediately was mortified that I just kind of like did that snappy, oh, is that the way you want me to do it? And I had to walk into the kitchen and go, oh, I'm so sorry. That was ugly. forgive me. And you're like, oh, I get it. It's all good.
Yeah.
We're doing that constantly.
So here's one. Sorry. You ready?
Yeah.
That was a great example. Mm. My reactions were too extreme. Sorry.
Okay. I spoke too soon.
I really blew that one.
Ooh. Yeah.
Let me try again.
We exercise that.
I want to be gentler to you right now, and I don't know how. Tell me what you hear me saying.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that one's good. That's another layer of depth right there.
Yeah. I don't know where I heard it, but maybe it was like a therapy thing or something that you're supposed to start by saying, the story I'm telling myself in my head is, because we all interpret things differently.
That's the classic thing. I feel this way because.
Yeah. But it's like a good way of just, is this what's actually happening or is this just a story I'm telling myself in my head?
Yeah. Those little simple exercises that we all laugh at for anybody who's going through couples therapy. It's like the thing we roll our eyes with, or I don't want to go do this marriage counseling or get into counseling because I don't want to do these silly exercises, but they serve a purpose. Mm. They help you lubricate or warm up those muscles to allow yourself to be open and to own some things and to know that it's okay to be vulnerable. And then you're on the journey to realizing how much vulnerability is a strength, because that's the real deal. Okay, you want to hear another one?
I do.
I can see my part in all this.
Ooh.
That's taking ownership. That's like, that's a little after the heat of the moment. Really, doing something like that.
I love that one because it's a way of saying sorry, but also sometimes you both deserve an apology, right? Mm-hmm. So you're saying sorry for your part.
Yeah.
Not taking full responsibility for maybe some shit that went down.
Yeah. And that's a good boundary thing, because if you're always apologizing and the other person isn't leveling with you, isn't taking a step back and relaxing and saying, you know what? I'm sorry too. And Salem's up. You know what? He's going back to the pound. That's it.
He's just jealous because the cat's on my lap.
What just happened right there? I was in the middle of talking about this I sorry stuff, this counseling stuff, and Salem ruined it. That's it.
Okay.
Tonight. Bummer. It's happening tonight.
Bummer.
Salem, lay down.
I was hoping it wouldn't be today.
Salem, on your bed and make it snappy.
Are those all the sorry ones?
Do you want to hear one more? I feel like we're really diving into this.
Yeah, do one more. Okay. One more.
Let's try that one over again.
Yeah. Yeah, they all kind of do get rid of
it. And how about the grand finale? I'm sorry, please forgive me.
Solid choice.
Yeah.
Solid choice.
And there's other ones on here. Getting to a yes, you're starting to convince me. I agree with part of what you're saying. Let's compromise here. And then here's another one. I appreciate. I know this isn't your fault. My part of this problem is, I see your point. Thank you for You know, you're starting to play a two-player game.
Yeah.
You're starting to own your part and also bringing your partner into your heart, your mentality. What word am I trying to find here?
I don't know.
Help me out, honey.
Perspective.
Yes. You're playing on a team instead of by yourself. Mm-hmm. And people can be married or in a relationship for decades and not know how to do this.
Well, look, I didn't know how to do this until a few years into our relationship because of going to therapy, because of doing some other things, because my family's never talked this way.
Mine
they
neither.
Still don't. This is part of the reason why my mom and I still can't speak to each other.
Right.
Is because I'm learning these things. I have learned and am learning a lot of these things that you and I practice, but, you know, you can't expect everyone to know how to do this. And then things feel one-sided. So, It's just really cool. I like it.
Yeah, I love it too. And I think, you know, I'll speak for myself. I'm just scratching the surface.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just enjoying the stuff because...
we all are. No one's ever an expert on this stuff, really.
Yeah. And I like doing things, you know, those kind of game changer things where it's, you realize you can smell smells you couldn't smell before or see colors you couldn't have otherwise have seen.
Hmm.
I like doing things that help me, open my eyes.
Yeah.
I like doing those things. And it's, sometimes it's like, I really have to feel a lot of pain. In fact, a lot of times, because pain is a big motivator for me, and so is fear.
Mm-hmm.
But when I get to a point to where I can finally say, okay, it's time to start taking a look at myself, time to start taking a look at the situation and working my way through it. And that's, you know, that's how I deal with anxiety and depression and, you know, those and alcoholism and drug addiction, those big things. But also that's how I deal with day-to-day stuff, you know, just mm-hmm. like trying to figure out our way through the kitchen while we're making ourselves dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Or sharing a one bathroom house together.
Hey-o.
So anyways, this is good stuff. And I'm glad we're talking about it.
Me too.
This is really what I love to do on this podcast, is really get into... this kind of stuff.
Some relationship shit.
Yeah. And I don't do it enough and I'm not perfect at it, but talking about it perpetuates the action.
Yeah. And it's practice.
It's practice.
We're practicing.
Communicating is real useful. Come to find out.
Did you know you say come to find out like several times a day?
Do I?
Yeah.
How many times do you think I've said it on this podcast so far?
Today?
Yeah.
Maybe twice.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It's Thanks. One of your catchphrases.
Thanks for bringing
Come
it up.
To find out. Remember, it used to be at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, that's still in the chamber. Like, I'll pull that one out.
Can we do a...
You know what it, stop you know it? What it feels like?
Can we do...
It's cold in here.
Me likey.
You didn't let me do my warm up.
Well,
I had a whole warm up. I was going into it.
You think it's the catchphrase, but it's not.
It's cold outside, but it's hot in your butt.
Oh.
Say it.
Me likey. Me no likey.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've made it.
In this segment called Me Likey, Me No Likey, Kyle and I each take a turn and share one thing about the other that we either can't stand that they do or something that we really appreciate or love that they do. We like to keep it lighthearted. Just don't forget that. Okay?
You look straight into my eye soul. The soles of my eyes when you say that. Keeping it light.
Because there was one time where you got a little serious with it and I was pretty embarrassed. And so I just have to remind you.
Was it the booger picking?
Yeah, stop it.
Okay.
Fuck. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay, good. I like to end it. Stop. Don't look at my one? Notes.
I can't really read it. They're Mine's upside gross. Down.
So if you have a weak stomach, you don't want to listen to mine. Talking to you, listeners.
Don't play it up. That's my game.
All right. Go ahead.
You can't play my game.
You go.
You can't you play. Go. You're not you ready go. For my game.
You go.
Okay. Here it is. I'm going to go with no likey first. I like to come out with the stinger.
Okay.
And that's my thing. You can't do my thing.
All right.
For yours.
Mm.
Okay?
Sure.
Me no likey. I no likey. When you use the excuse, I didn't mean to, or I wasn't trying to.
Hmm. Okay. Please elaborate.
Here's the thing is when you do something that either was an accident or was a brain fart, for example, you put your face cloth on the paper towels like two nights in a row. And you're like, well, I didn't mean to. Or when you put
That's a bad example because I obviously knew where I put it.
A wet towel in on my clothes, in my hamper.
I was just moving the wet towel from the bed.
Okay, I don't like that excuse either.
Okay, here's my perspective on that.
Of course you didn't mean to, but that doesn't matter. You okay. did the thing.
If you accidentally elbow somebody, okay? Mm-hmm. Isn't it pretty forgivable if you just turned around and didn't mean to versus you elbowed somebody on purpose? Then you should be mad.
I think you're...
Boom.
No.
Gross.
You're interrupting me a lot right now. Here's the thing. And this is what the thing is. At the end of the day, if you're saying that instead of, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, are you okay?
Hold on. I do both of them, don't I?
All right. Well, this no likey isn't going the way I likey.
Okay, listen.
That's fine. You don't have to. You know what? You can
use the phrase less. I don't promise to throw it in the garbage altogether.
Okay.
Because it's relevant.
It's not, though.
Because meaning to do something is worse than not meaning to do something.
I think you're
but
missing the point.
But I need to use it in the right scenario.
Obviously, you're not meaning to do it because you did this thing. You fucked up.
What if I rephrased it as, I'll try to be more attentive next time and not do that?
Let me ask you something.
That's like saying sorry.
If someone is driving drunk and accidentally kills somebody.
You fucking mean to do that?
And then goes in front of the judge and says, oh, I didn't mean to.
This is getting out of hand.
Okay. I'll just move on.
If you drink and drive, you mean to do that.
Okay.
You meant to drink alcohol and you meant to get in your car. Sorry.
Did you mean to kill somebody on the way?
No, but you already proceeded by doing something shitty.
Okay.
And the consequence of that was someone getting hit. Listen, this is out of control.
Are very, you're really.
Give me that Gottman's list.
You're going to need that Gottman's list. Go ahead. Pick
Look,
one out.
I might be wrong here.
This is going very well. I like this.
But please be quiet and listen to me.
No, you can't. You can't Frankenstein two things together.
Well, here's one. Can I have a kiss?
You're ruining.
Let me start again. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Okay, I forgive you, but you're joking. That wasn't even sincere. Okay, let me go into the me likey.
Okay.
You've totally ruined my me likey, me no likey, by the way.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
I can't believe you right now. Here's what I likey.
Are you so mad that you have to do a likey now?
I'm honestly like, I'm not happy about how that me no likey went.
What did you want it to happen?
I don't know. My expectations, I didn't really have any expectations, but whatever just happened there.
You're right.
Not that.
Okay. I've used that phrase a little more than usual lately, and I'm sorry. I am.
Okay, cool. I'm into that.
I'll try to not do that.
And you don't have to apologize on these things.
Okay.
And I don't have to apologize on these things.
I know,
you're
not going to apologize for this one.
Okay. Well, let me get into my likey, all right? Well, we're retiring for the eve. When we've hit the hay, if you will, you've settled in. It's taken you a good 35 to 45 minutes to get your pillows ruffled. To lotion your arms.
Chapstick.
To pull off your pants. To set your barrier pillow. Yeah. And then to finally lay on your back and to readjust and adjust and then readjust and then readjust the readjustment over and over and over again for minutes on end. And we're about to snooze. We're watching some TV. You'll look over at me and check in to see if I'm still awake or if I've fallen asleep. And I love that.
You do?
Yeah, I like that. Aww. So much. I like it because you'll check on me. And yeah. That's really sweet.
I just want to see if you're still awake and enjoying the show with me, or if I've lost you and you're into a slumber yet.
Yeah. So I love that.
Oh, that's nice.
I like you.
Okay. Cool. Well, right. Then let me start with my me like
you. How would you like it if I started messing with you like you messed with me on your no likey?
You're going to.
We'll see.
Okay. My me likey we sort of already covered. It's I like you that you are a fuck yeah about what I want to do hobby wise. So when I told you I wanted to start drawing, or I told you a project idea I had that I wanted to carry out, you were literally like, fuck yeah, you should do that. Don't think any harder about it. Just start doing it. And I don't know if I've ever had that kind of just full boost. And it does it for me. I love that. Super lucky.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Me no likey.
Wow.
This is disgusting. Okay.
Uh-oh.
And I hope if you're listening that you agree this is disgusting and that I'm not alone, because you act like I'm weird for thinking this is gross.
Okay.
When Salem needs to barf, you point him towards his food dish and allow him to barf. And then when he's done, you then say, okay, and you allow him to re-eat his barf.
Yeah.
Instead of cleaning up the barf or throwing away the barf.
Yeah.
In fact, the other day, one of our cats barfed and you said, just let Salem eat it so you don't have to clean it up. And I was like, no. What? It's just, I've never thought to do that. I've never known anyone that does that. It's like the most disgusting thing ever.
Did you know that dogs can pull nutrients out of feces?
Okay.
That's the way their biology works.
Do you let Salem eat his poop?
Well, I don't ever see him eat his poop, but I know he does.
Yeah, but if you saw him eating his poop, would you stop him?
Yeah, I would. I would stop him.
Okay, so what's your point?
That's worse than barf. My point is that you want to get into the science of it?
No, I just want to know why you do it.
Why I do it? Because it's perfectly normal and healthy for them to eat their own barf.
Doesn't it gross you out?
Yeah, it does. And it stinks.
You're like, let him have a second meal.
Well, and also, am I going to waste my hard-earned money on another bowl of food, fresh bowl of food, and throw away the barf? When he's like ready to eat that barf, he's looking at it like it's better than ever.
Ew.
Like it's more tender. It's moist. It's ready to just eat.
Are you sure it's good? Because he's like throwing up bile and then it's like acidy, no?
I don't know. I don't know about that. But here's the deal. Dogs eat their own vomit because to them it's seen as a food source. When pups are being weaned, mother dogs will regurgitate food for their young to help them adjust to eating solid foods.
What?
And gross as it may be to us, vomit still smells like food, at least to your dog.
Oh,
so
what?
It's not about me.
I didn't know they regurgitate.
It's about
that's
Salem.
Some bird shit right there.
Yeah, it's some bird shit. Some bird shit, babe.
All right, well, I still don't like you.
Okay, you don't have to like it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, there's universal truths out there, and it doesn't matter how you feel about it.
Mm.
They're still true.
I don't know what the truth is here.
Wow, you got really defensive. You're having a hard time with that.
There's no truth or not. I'm just saying it's absolutely revolting.
Yeah, but it doesn't, it's like, it doesn't matter if it's revolting or not. It's perfectly healthy and fine for the dog. And your context of that is like, you can't believe that I'm doing it, but I'm just allowing my dog to eat some food. He's hungry.
All right. I guess.
But also it's okay to feel
Yeah.
Grossed out about it. I get
it. How come our cats don't eat their barf?
That's a weird one. Cats are...
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Oh, man, we've been watching that one.
Yeah, I hate that show. I hate it with a thousand cents.
We're not going to finish?
Oh, I'm going to finish it. I need to finish it. I need to know what happens. Hate them all. Hate everything about it. Way too many snakes. I've cried three times. We're on episode, what, five? If someone takes a baby lion or a baby tiger away from its mother the minute after it's given birth again with a fucking staff thing,
a metal prod, I
want to murder them with my bare hands. Let's not get into it.
Tiger King's, so I was just talking to you about shows that are train wreck shows, like Husband.
Or like The Staircase.
Yeah, like The Staircase, like wife killed the husband and got away with it, or My 600-Pound Life, all that stuff. I don't like them.
Well, they're not comforting. They're very uncomfortable.
No, they're comforting and by the way, I don't care if anybody else likes them or doesn't like them. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, I don't, you know, Tiger King, I don't really like it.
Do you want to finish it?
I don't care if we finished it or not.
Okay.
But it is a really entertaining documentary. And yeah, there's things to respect about that because it's done very well. And I enjoy watching that part of it. But I wouldn't ever go out of my way to watch it. If it were up to me, I wouldn't flip it on.
Yeah.
But a lot of people find those shows comforting, like My 600-Pound Life, and I'm missing a lot of shows, like the
like Desperate House or like the Real Housewives.
Well, no, not like that. It's more intense. Like
Bachelor.
No, you're going the wrong way. That's like,
these all suck.
No, so okay. Anyways, the shows where it's like Forensic Files.
Oh, and yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
People love that stuff. And I totally understand it. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
It's just not for me. Or maybe I'm not in on the secret sauce of it. Maybe I don't realize how amazing that shit is. I don't know.
The weirdest part about this quarantine is we've watched way less TV than we usually do on a regular basis. This is the first show we've watched is Tiger King, and we didn't even want to watch it in the first place. It's just that if one more person asked me if I'd seen it.
More person.
I need it to stay relevant. Okay.
Yeah, that there is something to be said for that.
Yeah.
It is kind of, it's good to stay up on some massive pop culture things because it's nice to have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So there's that.
All right, honeybee.
Okay, Kyle Bear.
This was good.
Yeah.
Do you have any words for people out there living in captivity?
Absolutely. Stay healthy. Stay sane. You do not have to stay inside. Okay? You can go for a drive. You don't have to stay within four walls, but you do need to stay smart. And I love you.
I love you.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone. Yeah.